This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I hate technology. I'm surrounded by it, but I hate it. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board. If you want to head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's 1,000 ways to get information, a gazillion ways, actually, to get information about the show, where we're at. If you want to check out stations, times, you, again, head over to the website. That's therealside.com, and there's a station tab there. You can check out where we're on and what we're doing. All right, let's hop on to it. After the first break, I've got, I guess he considers me a friend on with me tonight. He's a historian, and he really cares about what's going on with the Dakota Pipeline and other things along those lines. And he knows more about it. He's kept up on it. I think we need to talk about it at least. I know we've got a presidential race, but aren't the other 3,000 other stations talking you to death, putting you to sleep with this garbage over who's got what state and who has to do what state, or else do they lose? And I'm tired of it. Remember, Trump wasn't supposed to make it this far. All the experts said he wouldn't even make it through the primary. So, you know what? Maybe somebody should get their money back from those experts, because they're not very swift now, are they? Anyway, like I said, I am Joe Mesidi, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time. Hey, the Marines now, they're going to end, there's talk that they're going to end their classic campaign. You know, the few and the proud? I guess, I don't know. What do they want, the few and the high-heeled? I don't know. What are they looking for these days? And if you think about what's coming out of the colleges, if you think about the little snowflakes that we have to deal with on a regular basis, these guys must be having a real problem putting people on the front lines. I hear now that you can't, from the old days when we used to see the drill sergeants getting up in the faces of the privates, I hear you can't do that anymore. I can only imagine what that's. Can you imagine going up to a private and saying, "Listen, you know, it's not going to be the same out there. When you get to the Middle East and you get in a desert, you're going to have to try harder. You're going to have to jump higher. You're going to have to make sure you can get over the wall, because I don't want you to get hurt. Your mommy will probably be upset if something happens to you. So why don't you get your little scrawny butt going here and make something happen?" It's amazing. They're even dumbing down the military. So the few, the proud may soon end. As U.S. Marine Corps recruiting slogan, Americans have been in the Marines. Classic slogan. You've heard this in television. You heard it on ads and in recruiting material since the 70s. It's as old as I am. Maybe older. But a new generation is primed for something different. Marine Corps Commander General Robert Neller has approved an advertising campaign that gives writers permission to discard the tagline. The few, the proud, does a great job distinguishing ourselves from other branches and making us prestigious to recruits, but it doesn't say anything about what we do or why we exist. A spokesman for the Marine Corps Recruiting Command told the Marine Corps Times on Monday that the new products are going to frame everything that we do as a fight that we intend to win. I don't know. Have you guys seen those ads on TV? You know, you see those young men and young women. I mean, they look pretty cool to me. If I was younger and I could pass the physical, because, you know, they wouldn't take me before. The Marines is what I would have gone for. You know, that probably, my dad's heart just sunk, but he was an Army man all the way through. But, I mean, they know how to appeal to the young men. I mean, I don't know nowadays with all the video games and everything else. I don't know how they appeal to the young men. And I remember having Marines in on the show a couple of times through the years. Very, very, very proud young men and women. And one of the commandants told me that the hit rates among the younger people coming in were much higher. The kids were much faster, or the young men and women were much faster, much more responsive. And even he attributed it to the fact that these young people are playing video games. They're fast, they got better hand-to-eye coordination, and they're better at these things. And more of the newer technology, when you talk about drones and you talk about what's going on, you know, you're running drones in the Middle East sitting in Arizona. Think about that. That all comes from the video game world. So, yes, for some things, I'm not that upset about video games. But I don't want, I'm an old fart. I want the same slogan. Right? The few, the proud. Man, you better be the best of the best if you're going to be a Marine. Sorry, Army guys. Or at least you should be the best of the best if you're going to be a Marine. Anyway, always a pleasure to have. Yeah, you know, I've got to have a light moment from time to time, right? Because all I do is all the heavy stuff all night. So we have President Obama. Now, if anybody else had done this speech, used these words, said these words the way he did, well, I shouldn't say anybody else. Any old white Republican guy would have been nailed big time for this. So apparently Mr. Obama in his speech decided to get a little angry, which is fine. I don't have a problem with it. If you got to get the control, if you got to get the people under control, you do what you got to do. However, if we had done it, it would have been a different story. Take a listen.
Hey, I told you to be focused, and you're not focused right now. Listen.
He looks mad. I mean, he looks, if he was my dad and I was at the dinner table, I'd start eating faster.
Listen to what I'm saying. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up.
Glad to see the commander-in-chief is in full control.
Everybody sit down and be quiet for a second. Everybody sit down and be quiet for a second. Now listen up. I'm serious. Listen up. You've got an older gentleman who is supporting his candidate. He's not doing nothing. You don't have to worry about him.
He's useless. Don't worry about him. Don't pay attention to him.
This is what I mean about folks not being focused. First of all, hold up.
It's nice to know he's in full control. I'm Joe Vecenio, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We're going to talk about the Dakota Pipeline when we come back with my friend Leon Warden right after this. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. Listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, you know, I've been following this. My wife is, I think she's, what, 108th? What do you like, Apache, Cheyenne, American Indian, something Indian? Yeah. Can I use Indian? Okay, well, good. So, yeah, I would imagine since she's part of it, and that's what she calls herself, I can get away with it. So keep your cards and letters and emails to yourself, because I don't really care. But we've seen a lot in the paper recently and on the news about the Dakota Pipeline. And yes, it's still in the news. And even though we have a presidential election going on, guess what? There's still things going on there that we need to know about. The thing that frosts me all the time is how the government gets involved in these things, jumps in on these things, and even though we've made agreements, and I don't care whether it's the American Indian or the, what do we call it, the Native American, we should at least live by our treaties, live by our agreements. It's just part of the bigger problem we have in this country. So I've asked Leon Warden, who I have been friends with for quite a few years now, but he is always I've enjoyed his writings about history as a whole, and what he writes about different Native American tribes, very thorough. He understands what's going on, and he gives you the information you need to be able to make up your own mind here. But this, I don't understand what's going on with this. Leon, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, happy to be here, Joe. Don't oversell me. I mean, I'm a local historian, and focus on California, and so kind of work out from there. The farther away from California you get, the less I know.
Yeah, but I watch you go out there. I watch your postings. You must read something, because it's not like, hey, look at the picture of the Indians. You at least have information on what's going on. But this is one of those things where I've seen you do a lot of posts about it, and I know you, so I figured, give us an overview. First of all, what's going on with this, and why all the noise about it?
Well, first, probably should point out, here we are, a couple of white guys sitting there talking about Native American issues. So, you got to throw that caveat out there.
Yeah, I'm married to a 1/800th of a Native American, so...
Well, I'd rather not discuss blood quantum issues, but, the point being that my perspective is my perspective alone. And, as a historian, as a journalist, as whatever the heck else I am, that's how I see things. But, there's a lot going on in North Dakota right now, and what do you want to know?
Well, I want to know, first of all, what do you know about the pipeline? Why is this, is it really going through?
Oh, it's under construction.
Okay. So this is not new, then?
No, it's not new. It's not new, but you talk about broken promises, and I don't know where you want to begin, because there are a couple of modern white guys, would consider ancient history, but to the people involved, to the Native Americans and those who identify as Native American, these are not ancient issues. These are their great grandfathers. These are their great grandmothers who were signing these treaties. And this is their heritage, and it's not ancient history. So there are problems on that early end, and with the way the government has handled the situation in North Dakota, and there are problems right now, today, in the modern world, with the way the Dakota Access Pipeline has been coming through. So, I don't know if you want to start with the ancient history or the more modern history or what, but there are problems all the way around.
Well, I want to start with let's start with modern history.
Start with the Dakota Access Pipeline and what it is. It's a 1,200-mile pipeline that runs and is going to run through four states, okay? North Dakota, the northwestern edge of North Dakota, the Bakken oil fields, down through South Dakota, through Iowa, and ending in southern Illinois. And from there, this oil from the Bakken fields is going to then hook up with another pipeline that takes it to Texas. And now, crude oil of this grade from the Bakken fields is exported.
Right.
So you're not talking about reducing America's deficiency on foreign oil. You're talking about dollars, period.
Okay. All right. So it's boiled down to a money issue. And you're right. I mean, people want to keep looking at this like it's just one of those ancient things that went on, and all we're doing is moving a cemetery or going around a cemetery or what have you. The Native Americans really have a different view on their dead and what have you, don't they?
You have to kind of separate yourself from what our upbringing.
It's a different culture.
It's a totally different culture. I mean, the relationship with the earth, with the water, with the sky is different from real estate is a European concept. That didn't exist. You live in coexistence with the earth and the sky. Those are life. And that's why the battle cry for the Standing Rock Sioux tribe and its fight against the Dakota Access Pipeline is Minnewakoni, which is Lakota for water is life. Because it is, and they don't call themselves protesters, because this isn't something like, you and I going out standing on a street corner and protesting against something.
They don't have signs or anything
this,
like that?
They call themselves water protectors, because they believe that their role is to protect the water, which is their life. And they go into it with every expectation of prevailing. But they're out there actually physically stopping the construction.
Well, but Leon, that you brought up a good point, though. People, they kind of poo-poo it. And, being a Christian, I look at that and say, that's their culture. That's their spiritual belief. We don't have a right to pounce on that. And if we made agreements with them based on that, we should live up to it. We should respect that in them. So It's more than just a piece of land that we need.
And I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat or none of the above. I mean, to me, a promise is a promise.
Yep.
If you make an agreement with somebody, you know, your word should be your bond. And one of the arguments that there are a lot of things going on. The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe is suing, you know, has an active lawsuit. And among the arguments is that, you know, in 1851 was the first Treaty of Fort Laramie. And in that, the United States government said that the Lakota and others had unfettered access and rights to be in, you know, what is effectively now western South Dakota and going into North Dakota and part of Montana, and that they had the absolute right to control those lands, and that Americans, and I think the exact words was white person or persons, were not allowed to live there permanently without the permission of the Indian tribes. And so roll up the clock, that was 1851, roll up the clock to 1872, and the railroad comes through, and it stops at what is now Bismarck. Bismarck was founded in 1872. And right on the outskirts then of that territory that was granted to the Lakota and others. And so what happened 2 years later? Well, the railroad stops at Bismarck. Bismarck town grows up. You have white settlers going out into the hinterlands. And look what they find in the Black Hills of South Dakota. Gold.
Gold is a good thing, but we're going to have to hold that until we come back from the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Leon Warden joins me. We're talking about the what's going on with the Dakota Pipeline and why this is such a big deal. We'll be right back. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cartovite. Cartovite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cartovite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. Listening to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, like I say, it's always a pleasure to have you with me. And Jeffrey, yes, there are a bunch of snakes in D.C., and you can't. I can't even imagine why anybody today in modern-day history would make an agreement or sign an agreement with anybody in D.C., because you know it's not going to happen. You know they're not going to honor it. We just do what the Iranians did, right? You don't have to sign it. It's okay. Not a problem. Anyway, I am Joel Messina, your host. Again, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. If you have any questions, 855-732-5563. We're talking about the Dakota Pipeline, and a friend of mine by the name of Leon Warden has joined me, and he's not giving himself enough credit, but he's very much into the history of Native Americans, and I see him travel the country, and he sends back information, and he doesn't send information that's on a postcard. It's very obvious that he does a little research and figures out what's going on in the area. And Leon, again, thanks for being with me tonight. I appreciate it.
Glad to be here, Joe. You know, we were talking about treaties, and I don't think there was ever a treaty signed with Native Americans by the United States that the United States honored.
No.
I don't know of any. I don't know of a single one. And, you know, I'm going to try to run this through this a little quicker so I don't make you fall asleep. But, you know, 1851, you had a treaty with the Sioux tribes. Progress and, you know, westward expansion. So 1868, you had to have another treaty. And this time, it established the Great Sioux Nation, which today is known as the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. And in that agreement, Americans were allowed to pass through the land, but not stay. So gold's discovered in the Black Hills of South Dakota, which was absolutely, you know, territory of the Great Sioux Nation. And so the United States Army, is there to protect the settlers who are complaining that they're having a little bit of trouble being where they're not allowed to be. So, you know, 1876, you know, Armstrong Custer, Battle of the Bighorn, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so after that, the United States, it's the shrinking reservation. The United States broke up the Great Sioux Reservation, which went up to and past Bismarck to the north. And so broke that up into a bunch of smaller reservations. Well,
In 1980.
Okay. Not ancient history.
Wow.
You probably remember 1980.
I do. Well, it was a bit of a blur, but yeah, I do.
So the Standing Rock Sioux tribe sued the United States of America, and it went to Supreme Court. In 1980, the Supreme Court ruled that, yes, the United States illegally took that land away from, violated the treaty and took that land away from the Standing Rock Sioux tribe. And so the court said, so for reparations, the United States needs to pay you somewhere in excess of $100 million, about $120 million. And the Standing Rock Sioux tribe and the other, it was broken up into other tribes, so the Standing Rock Sioux and other Sioux tribes said, you know what? That's okay. Keep the money. We'll just take the land because we already own it. And so that didn't happen either. So they didn't.
I would have took the money because I knew I would have got screwed anyway.
They didn't take the money, and they lay claim to the land. They lay claim to the land, which is public land, and the land in question is quote unquote Army Corps land. Now I don't even really know what Army Corps land is because here in California, you know, you've got BLM, you've got Forest Service, you've got Park Service. I'm not even quite sure exactly what Army Corps land is here in California, but apparently there's Army Corps land in North Dakota and at the Cannonball River, where the Cannonball and the confluence of the Cannonball River and the Missouri River. That's Army Corps land.
Wow.
And so you've got the Dakota Access Pipeline coming down from the north, coming up from the south, and it's going through quote-unquote Army Corps land, which the Sioux tribe says, and rightfully so, according to the Supreme Court, is theirs.
So ultimately, what's going to happen with this land? I mean,
it gets worse, Joe. It gets worse.
All right. Okay? Well, yeah.
Under modern law, okay? You and I, Joe, we live in a community where where the federal government granted rights to a company to build a sand and gravel mine.
Right.
And, you know, it's a contained area. It's really small in relation to the rest of the United States. It's fairly small. You know,
right.
It's in one location. But the federal government did a full-blown environmental impact survey. Okay? It's like an EIR for, you know, an environmental impact report like you would do on a construction project.
Yep.
Or a development project. Well, they did an EIS, the federal version of an EIR. So they did a full-blown environmental impact statement on this sand and gravel mine project. Okay. The Dakota Access Pipeline is a 1,200-mile pipeline that spans four states. And the Army Corps of Engineers, in its infinite wisdom, decided that no EIS was necessary. They used an aspect of federal law which allowed the Army Corps to analyze the environmental impacts. And when I say environmental impacts, you know, that means like cultural impacts,
right.
And everybody
will
have an opportunity to weigh in and say what's important to them and where your sacred ground is and all that kind of stuff. In its infinite wisdom, the Army Corps decided that it did not need to do an environmental impact statement. It could just simply look at this. Well, it wasn't looking at a Dakota Access Pipeline. It looked at 100 separate little projects. If you look at the Army Corps' environmental assessment of the crossing that we're talking about, of the Missouri River, it's an environmental impact, it's an environmental assessment of the Missouri River crossing. So what is this? Is it something that's going to cross the Missouri River and it's going to stop, you know? No, it's one continuous pipeline, but they don't look at it as a pipeline. They look at it as 100 little separate projects that don't require as much environmental review. So the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, once the environmental review got going, the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe was given a two-hour meeting 2 years ago in the formulating stages of this Missouri River crossing to have something to say, but it was not given the opportunity to respond to an environmental impact statement, at which time it could have said what is important to it, where its sacred grounds are exactly. And So the federal government has not done the review, and the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe is suing the federal government on grounds that, and the pipeline company on grounds that it should be doing an environmental impact statement, just like anybody else has an opportunity to weigh in on any other kind of development project.
Leon, on these, you know, on these issues that go in front of the courts, with these agreements we've made with the Native American tribes. I mean, it's painfully obvious that none of them hold any water. None of them really stand up in court, if you would. I mean, realize that the one judge gave them $100 million, but they still didn't get their land back for all intents and purposes. They're useless, correct? I mean, honestly.
I don't know. But I will tell you one more thing about this Dakota Access Pipeline situation that I think you need to take into consideration. If you read the environmental assessment done by the Army Corps of the Missouri River Crossing, it says, in so many words, that the original plan was for the Dakota Access Pipeline to cross the Missouri River rather far north of Bismarck.
Okay.
But that, based on complaints from people living in the area of Bismarck, people who were not Native American, people living in Bismarck, they were afraid of a pipeline rupture, an oil leak, and what would happen to their water supply and their wellheads if it were to cross north of Bismarck. So the Army Corps decided to stick it south of Bismarck in Indian Country. Without so much as an opportunity to respond.
And this is, you know, some people may feel, okay, what's all this information for? The American government, again, you know, we've been talking about this in our elections. We've been talking about this for years. Some of the people in the whole quote-unquote Tea Party movement have screamed about government overreach. And here you've got a group of people that have been crapped on, going back years and years and years, and
a couple of centuries.
Yeah, you see where I'm going with this. It's just the government is way. You don't have to weigh in on this, but the government is way too big for themselves when it comes to these kind of things. I mean, this, in all sincerity, but I got to tell you one thing. While we're at this, I have people send me these pictures of the loans that you can get from the Indian reservations. Right? Have you seen those? Where it's 151% interest is the APR for the year, because they don't have to follow any of the rules. You know, you've got the casinos there, you've got the loans that come out. And I always go, well, wait a minute. Let's deal with one thing at a time. They've been screwed for so long, I think they deserve the 151% interest, and you deserve to pay it if you sign up for it. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. I want to know where you see this going and what the outcome of this is going to be. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to be with you. We'll be back in just a few more minutes.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
We'll be right back.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars, but by the 1900s that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S. to save the empire. We did so. Recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tell you a couple of nitwits.
We are back. Welcome to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Listen, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do up there on the website, and you should. Listen, pick some of this. I got the what do you call it? Sponsored. You know, the guys that you hear the ads with. You want to go out to the sponsors. You want to check them out. That's how we keep the show on the air. Unless you don't want the show on the air, in which case, don't check out any of the sponsors. You know, isn't America wonderful? Capitalism is great, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me. I want to get right back to it, because I'm learning as well. You know, I mean, you guys don't know everything, and I hear you send me stuff about the Dakota Pipeline, like you've got a handle on everything. You don't. Not unless you live it. Not unless you're in it. You can't just listen to what, please don't listen to what mainstream media says. And even don't listen to what I say. Go ahead and check it out. But Leon Warden is joining me today. I consider him a bit of a historian. I know he's got to figure out what's going on, and I see him travel across the country and send back information. And he does have quite a bit of information on this Dakota Pipeline. And first, Leon, thanks for being with me tonight. I appreciate it. I know you could be somewhere much more exciting than this, but so let's do this. Explain quickly what if this pipeline doesn't go through? What if they stop this pipeline? What's the downside here?
the issue, the primary issue is tribal sovereignty and treaty rights. That's what it's about. I mean, a lot of people have a lot of opinions about clean energy and what we should be doing and what we should not be doing and all that kind of thing. But really, for me, you know, as a historian, this comes down to righting a wrong. And so, you know, there are a lot of ways to look at it, depending on what side of this whole, you know, green energy side you're on, as far as the Standing Rock Sioux tribe is concerned. Probably it might, I don't speak for anybody. I don't know. I haven't asked the chairman, Dave Archambault, but, you know, I've heard him say that, routing the pipeline away from the Standing Rock Sioux tribe's water source would be a victory. Certainly there are people out there for whom stopping the pipeline altogether, the Black Snake, as they call it, would be a victory. Black Snake, because there was a Lakota legend that says that a black snake is going to come and wreak havoc on the people and be, you know, it's basically kind of like a Armageddon prophecy type thing. And so a lot of people are seeing they're calling it the Black Snake. You know, for that reason, but that might sound cute, but here's something that's not cute. It's really a matter of respect. You know, let's face it, as you've said, the Native Americans in this country have not been
treated
yeah. particularly, well. But I have this belief, you know, it's my personal opinion that the children, the descendants of the victors, should be kind and understanding to the vanquished.
Okay.
And so if you see yourself as an American conqueror or whatever, someone for whom Indians were in the past, well, they aren't. And it should be recognized that they're not in the past. They're very much vital and here today, despite a lot of Americans' desire for them not to be here anymore. And at least you can respect them. Well, look what happened in North Dakota in September. The Standing Rock Sioux tribe identified particular sacred sites, burial grounds. I'm not going to go into Lakota burial practices, but they're not bones in the ground. They are they're rock formations there were rock formations that were set up around burial sites, and there were other sacred rock formations that relate to burials. So the Standing Rock Sioux tribe identified these particular, if you want to call them, archaeological sites, and filed in court for an injunction against to stop construction on the pipeline in that as it was encroaching that area. They filed the paper. The next day, the Dakota Access Pipeline Company contractors come through and bulldoze the entire swath of the whole area where they identified, and they, as the chairman said, they turned hallowed ground into hollow ground.
Wow.
Literally bulldozed that stuff. And so what's been going on this last week is that on this quote-unquote Army Corps land, which the Standing Rock Sioux tribe considers its own land, you had water protectors, activists, climbing the hill up to where there are a couple grave sites right at where the Dakota Access Pipeline construction is happening right now. So I don't care what your ethnicity is.
No, so
they're stopping people
yeah.
from stepping on non-strategic public land that you and I, as taxpaying Americans, own. And how are they doing it? The Army Corps supervisor, or whatever you call it, for the area, sent a request to the Morton County's North Dakota Sheriff's Department to send sheriffs to stand there on public, federal, non-strategic land and keep people off of it. And keep people off of it by shooting them with rubber bullets, by shooting mace at them in some kind of magnesium compound. And in the camps, at the protest camps at the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, there are no guns, alcohol, or drugs allowed. This is a peaceful, unarmed protest by people who are simply trying to walk onto land that you and I own land where the Dakota Access Pipeline is not allowed to go through, because one thing that did happen in September was that the Obama administration said, okay, no construction on any Army Corps land until we figure this out.
Okay. Well, you have to give Obama kudos? Come on, really? No, I'm just joking with you. And as well, it
should
be. You
can give the Justice Department, the Department of Energy, and the Department of the Interior a little bit of kudos for doing one thing right once, which was to say, okay, we're not going to allow it right this minute until we figure it out. So we've got a couple months to see what happens, and whether, you know, ideally the president in his waning, you know, last moments of his term here would somehow solve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like he's kicking the can down the road.
But the big part of this, too, for me, and again, I don't know the plight. I don't know the details the way you do, but I'm a believer like you are. You give your word to do something, you need to stick up for your word. And I don't care whether it was 100 years ago, 200 years ago, you sit down with the group that you made the agreement with and say, look, things have changed. We have electricity now, and we'd like to do A, B, and C. And you work it out with them. You don't go in and bulldoze. You don't go in and take over. You don't go in and put, you know, armed sheriffs up there to keep them out.
And the same kinds of laws should apply to everybody. If you require a full-blown environmental impact statement for
Agreed.
One federal project, you should.
Yes, I know.
The same thing should apply. You
I
should
know
have,
about
to, have,
EIR,
an, you have to have an environmental impact statement for a much, 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 yeah. much bigger project.
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
It's insane. It's mistreatment. It's not equal treatment.
No, not at all. And again, it's back to, and I know I'm not trying to politicize this the way some people probably think I am, but it comes back again to where the government's just feeling, hey, we're just going to do what we want to do, you know. And it's nice that we had that agreement with you 200 years ago, but times have changed. We're going to do it our way now. It's not goodwill. It doesn't help everybody in particular. And I can imagine the frustration of these people. Now,
it's the biggest Native American mobilization, certainly in my lifetime. And they say it's the biggest mobilization of Native Americans in the Sioux lands, you know, since 1876.
Well, and Timmy and I, when we first got married, I think a year after, we took the kids in a camper across the country, and we went through the southern part of the country, and man, we saw miles and miles, acres and acres of Native American land, and it was beautiful. It was beautiful to see that there weren't, people digging up to put skyscrapers there and everything else. I'm saying, this is great. This should stay like this. And it's not like we need the land. It's not like we need this. It's got to be other ways around.
No, and it's not like
this.
We need the pipeline. And we should be kind of clear about this. People have been in North America for 15,500 years without a Dakota Access Pipeline. A lot of your listeners out there probably put gas in their car today, even a couple bucks cheaper than maybe they did a couple years ago, without a Dakota Access Pipeline. Are you seriously telling me that in our 15,501st year tomorrow, we're going to need this Dakota Access Pipeline? I don't get it. I don't buy it.
There's a lot more to this than just that. And again, the biggest part for me is not living up to our word. We made agreements with people for land that we, for all intents and purposes at the time, pretty much took from them. And we need to live up to those agreements. Leon, thanks for being with me today.
Thanks, Joe. Really appreciate
it. Always good. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm looking at the next hour. We're going to double up on a couple of things, okay? I've got somebody coming in from the Election Integrity Project. We're going to talk about voter fraud. It's real. It does happen. You know, and don't send me emails that say it's so small, it's so infinitesimal. Don't worry about it, Joe. Just relax. Don't take it easy, right? Well, let me tell you, for some of you who actually still think that Bush should have never have won. Remember, he won by 500 votes. For all intents and purposes, the man won by. So we're already seeing down in Florida, we had 1,000 votes that were stolen, so to speak. 1,000. I don't know whose side it was for yet. But if you had one president lose by 500, we're well on our way, aren't we? So Linda Payne will join me from the Election Integrity Project, and then Rick Trader is going to join me from Conservative Commando Radio, talk about what's going on in the Philadelphia area, New Jersey, and what have you. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Warm up your coffee. Take care of yourself, and be on back.